This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces are still edging forward in the bombed-out eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, a Moscow-installed official said on Tuesday. But British intelligence said a Russian tank division had taken heavy losses in a nearby town. The battle for Bakhmut, a mining city in the Donetsk region, has been the focus of Moscow's war in Ukraine for months, with both sides describing the fighting there as a quote-unquote meat grinder. Protests and strikes against unpopular pension reforms have gripped France again, with many thousands marching and the Eiffel Tower closed and police ramping up security. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The protesters began their march from the famous Place de la République en route to Place de la Nation as part of a nationwide day of action against the government's raising of the retirement age from 62 to 64. Concerns that violence could mar the demonstrations prompted what the Interior Minister described as an unprecedented deployment of 13,000 officers, nearly half of them concentrated in the French capital. The wave of protests marked the 10th time since January that unions have called on workers to walk out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The day after a shooter opened fire in an elementary school in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, killing three students and three adults, U.S. President Joe Biden implored Congress to pass an assault weapons ban, saying he's done everything he can do within his own executive powers to enact stricter gun control measures.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
28-year-old Audrey Elizabeth Hale, a former student, shot through the doors and killed six people on Monday. This is VOA News. At least 39 migrants from Central and South America died after a fire broke out late on Monday at a migrant detention center in the Mexican northern border city of Ciudad Juarez, apparently caused by a protest over deportations, officials said on Tuesday. 28 of the dead at the center were Guatemalans, Guatemala's National Migration Institute said. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador said authorities believe the blaze in the city opposite El Paso, Texas, broke out at 9:30 p.m. local time as some migrants set fire to mattresses in protest after discovering they would be deported. López Obrador telling a news conference that they did not think that this would cause this terrible tragedy. Authorities in Malawi have deployed excavators to help locate dead bodies believed to be trapped under the rubble after Cyclone Freddy destroyed houses 2 weeks ago, killing hundreds and leaving over 500,000 people homeless. Lamek Messina reports for VOA from Blantyre.
Government statistics show that Cyclone Freddy has so far killed near 600 people, with over 500 others still missing. Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera had earlier asked authorities to ensure that all those missing are accounted for. Cyclone Freddy also displaced hundreds of thousands of people in southern Malawi who are now sheltered in over 500 evacuation camps. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
A new indictment charges the founder of the bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange, Sam Bankman-Fried, with paying $40 million in bribes to one or more Chinese officials. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The rewritten indictment against the 31-year-old adds a charge of conspiracy to violate the anti-bribery provisions of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. It's the 13th charge facing Sam Bankman-Fried, or SBF as he's being called, as he awaits trial in New York while out on bail staying with his parents in California. He's already pleaded not guilty to charges he cheated investors out of billions of dollars before his business collapsed last year. Now the feds say he paid the $40 million to Chinese officials to unfreeze assets relating to his cryptocurrency business in that country. I'm Julie Walker.
The World Health Organization said Tuesday it's no longer recommending additional COVID-19 vaccine boosters for regular medium-risk adults, saying the benefit was marginal. Find more on our website, voanews.com.